So this is the story of my first love affair with a nun. When I had been practicing law for about 1 year, I was in my 20s, I had a call one morning, and it was a woman on the other end. She introduced herself as Sister Mary Peter Jacinto, and she had a delightful accent. I later learned she was from the Philippines, and she said, "I'm at the juvenile court, and you," meaning me, "have been appointed to represent four children that I'm in the process of taking away from their mother. You have to come down to the court and sign the papers." So this was not in the middle of my obsequious stage. So I... What are you laughing at, Gene? So I sharpened my fingernails and headed for the juvenile court. At the court, I met this perfectly delightful woman who was wearing a full habit. This was in the 1960s, and I guess most nuns were still wearing habits. And I couldn't tell her age. It might have been in her 20s, 30s, 40s. I wasn't sure. But I could tell she was very attractive. And she held up this booklet, which she said described the circumstances of these four children. The oldest was 14. Her name was Sally, whose mother was described as a barfly who left the house every night at about 8:30, went to a tavern where she waited tables and just left the children. And the children had gotten to the point where they were wandering around the neighborhood. And Mary Peter, Sister Mary Peter, who was at St. Louis University to get a master's degree in social work, I believe, had written this thick booklet on why these children should be taken from their mother as her master's degree thesis. So at that point, I told her that I was going to have to investigate before I could go along with her taking the children away from her mother. I had to learn more what was going on. I'd be delighted to read her book, and then I'd want to talk to the clients. So this happened, and to move it along a little bit faster, it became fairly clear that the second oldest child was a boy who had disabilities and needed special care. It became clear that where he should go. And the two younger children needed supervision, and Sally, who was 14, wasn't about to be the supervisor. She liked to go off to the bar at night, sit on a bar stool, and be with her mother. And so the three children were accounted for fairly readily. But Sally being 14, I felt that my job under our legal system was to listen to her wishes and try to have her wishes implemented. And if this wasn't in her best interest, then that'd be up for Sister Mary Peter to show and for the court to decide. This began about a six-month period where the sister was courting Sally to try out different homes and soliciting me to try to participate in that. And I would meet with Sally, but I'd never want to meet with Sally alone. So I always asked the sister to arrange it, to go get Sally. We'd meet in a place called Fairgrounds Park, which had been the baseball stadium that my beloved St. Louis Cardinals had played in when I grew up, but it had been torn down. And so here I would sit with Sally at a table in this park, and about 50 yards away would be the sister, because Sally and my conversations were confidential. And then the sister would take Sally back, and then the sister and I would talk. Over the 6 months, I came to grow rather fond of the sister. She was delightful. She was really nice to listen to. She was even starting to become accustomed to our judicial system and see that this process had to go on. So after about 6 months, we finally convinced Sally that to give a try at a home over a weekend and see what she thought of it. And Sally did. And I think she was being a little bit malleable. She came back. She said, well, maybe that's okay. Maybe I'll do that. And Sister arranged it to all happen in a couple weeks. About 1 week later, I had a telephone call from Sally, who said, who was now 15, by the way, who said, I'm in Las Vegas and I just got married. So I called up Sister Mary Peter and said, and Sally said, maybe I'll be back sometime, maybe I won't. So I called up Sister Mary Peter and I told her what had happened. And I said, Sister, how about if we meet for lunch and just have one, you know, talk about this? Because as I say, I'd grown very fond of her. Maybe I was even having some fantasies of some kind of love affair with her. Probably not maybe, but... And so she agreed, or she didn't agree. She said, let me call you back. And in a couple of days, she did call back, and she said, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like you to come to dinner at the Convent of Good Shepherd, and you and I will have dinner with the Mother Superior. So it turned out, by the way, that the Convent of Good Shepherd, one of my law associates was representing a company that was trying to buy that to build a discount store, a big box store. And so this Mother Mary, my law associate told me, don't get into any dealings with that Mother Superior. She's very sharp. She's going to take advantage of you, just like she's taken advantage of me. So anyway, she was definitely sharp enough that I didn't get any time alone with the sister. It was a terrific dinner. And a couple years later, Jeannie and I, and I think our son, took a long drive to the place where the convent had moved to after they had finally sold to our client. And we met with Sister Mary Peter on her right before she went back to the Philippines. Today, I was online trying to find her. I called the Convent of Good Shepherd, which has all kinds of, you know, hit one for this, two for that, and so forth. And no luck, but I sure would like to find her. And that was my love affair. Thank you.